Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So we get caught up in daily life and we become consumed with the urgent and unimportant, and we forget the most important things. We buy into the big lie. We rush around and we'll care for the urgent, saying that later life will slow down and I'll have the time to be able to do that. Life doesn't slow down. We always fill it up. You know, if you think back, some of us are working, some of us aren't. But when we were working, you know, if I only made a little more money, things would be a lot easier. And you make a little more money, and what do? You spend a little more money as it comes. So we're caught up and consumed by the urgent. Life never slows down, and we can't say that we'll get our lives together later. There's no better time to do that than right now. In reality, we're going to be proactive or reactive as we look at our lives. Without a plan, we run the risk of getting off track. Moses says in Psalm 90, verse 12, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." To number our days simply means to get our priorities right, to put first things first. You know, I can go to that party on campus, or I can go to that game on campus, and I'll just stay up all night and write my paper that's due tomorrow. Done that, it doesn't work. But we try to put things off that way, and we don't have our right priorities. Life planning is setting our priorities, the things that are most important in life, and it's a process that gives us greater clarity of life on the things that we need to do in our relationship with God, our families, our church, our work, our finances, our neighbors, and whatever else we have with relationships. We need to go through the process of planning out, how am I going to succeed and grow spiritually more this year? Because if you don't write it out, you don't set steps to take, it probably won't happen. We can gain clarity by doing this on where we want to be and where we need to be in each area of our lives. And we identify what we need to be doing daily in order to become God's kind of person. It helps keep us on track as far as our purpose. Life planning is all about assessing where we are in life and how to stay on track in each area of responsibility that God's given to us. It's identifying what's most important, writing out our vision and action steps for each area of responsibility. And that clarifies our purpose in each area. It allows us to strategize how to progress in each area. A life plan, when we look at it, is unique to each believer, and no plan is right for every single one of us. It's an individual thing. No plan is in itself perfect. In fact, the plans will change year to year as we continue to grow and become the kind of person God wants us to be. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." If you take the time over these next few days and weeks, to strategize where you are in your Christian life, truly evaluating it and strategizing how to grow, we'll find that it makes a major difference in who we are and what we become. We don't have to be afraid or terrified to do that, but we do need to be strong and need to be courageous. Father, thank you for bringing us together here this morning. Thank you, Father, for helping us to see that if we're going to have a life well lived, we have to have specific steps that we take to get there from where we are. We realize that just going to church on Sunday or reading a Bible every so often isn't going to bring us to where we need to be. So we ask that you would burn within our hearts a desire to become the kind of people that you want us to be. Help us to do with joy what you teach us is right. We'd ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a very good sermon. Prepare heart for the next year planning.